listening with sadness to the passing of Hugh Gallagher. What a gentleman, what a stalwart, what a great Donegal man. We'll be talking about Hugh shortly on the show. An absolute gentleman to speak to, but so much, he achieved so much. But as I say, that is to come. Right, a quick look at the newspapers. Gay Byrne makes the front of the Irish Sun. Apparently he's in court battling to keep a share of his £13.5 million property investment. That's all before the courts. You can read much more of that in the Irish Sun. The Irish Daily Mirror, cops fear Kinahan graveside attack. Gardaí are on maximum alert this weekend as the Kinahan cartel gather for the anniversary mass of murdered David Byrne. Gardaí, interestingly, during the week, a very public showing of commitment to tackling that and other forms of crime. We'll see how effective that will be. Apparently the IRA are getting involved to wage war on Kinahan gang. That's according to the Irish Daily Star. Former members of the Provisional IRA have vowed to wage war on the Kinahans. The Star can reveal that cartel boss Daniel Kinahan has fallen foul of a Republican kingpin tied to Jerry the Monk Hodge. The Irish Daily Mail, yes, winning the lottery is bad luck, we're told. The widow ordered to pay a sixth of a £3.4 million lotto jackpot to her stepson has told the Irish Daily Mail that winning brings nothing but bad luck. What an interesting case that was. Not only did she end up having to pay out a big chunk of that win, but she also has to cover the costs for that court case, which I would say will not be too shabby. The Irish Times, the Children's Hospital, we've discussed that on this programme. Lots of people think it's simply in the wrong place, people well informed indeed. But the cost is going to be over £1 billion. The contract to build the long-awaited National Children's Hospital in Dublin has been awarded a price £300 million more than the original budget of £650 million. Taoiseach may invite Trump to Ireland during St. Patrick's visit. I wonder, would he, or are they stirring here? What do you think? The Taoiseach said he will consider inviting Donald Trump to visit Ireland when he meets the US President in Washington during St. Patrick's week. It costs an absolute fortune to host foreign dignitaries here. A lot of opposition to President Trump. I wonder, would the Irish taxpayer be prepared to put their hand in the pocket to cover what would be massive expense? Irish Independent, secret hospital price hike drives health cover surge. The cost of an overnight stay in hospital has been quietly increasing in a move that was not announced by Health Minister Simon Harris. Right, so welcome on to the show, Patsy McGonagall. Good morning, Patsy.
Good morning, Greg. Good morning.
Lovely to speak to you, but sad to be speaking to you in the context of the passing of former Donegal Person of the Year, Hugh Gallagher. He also was one of the first to get a civic reception from Donegal County Council. What a man, what a legend, and what a contribution he made to athletics, sport, and the county in general.
Well, absolutely. And firstly, let me just say, you know, sympathy to the family, deep sympathy to the family. He is indeed, and you described it very, he was a great Donegal man, a great Tarrigart man, and you know, that area, and indeed Creevy, where he was from, will always be relative to him, and you know, to his family, and going back centuries, really. So it's with deep sadness that I learned just when I got up this morning that Q had passed away, and indeed, I kind of think on a day like this of his wife Rosemary, who died just over a year ago, and indeed I extend my sympathy and the sympathy of Donegal Athletics and the people to his family.
He had a almost a two-stage athletics career, hugely successful in the early part of his life, and then later in life started to compete at a really high level. You know athletics inside and out. It takes some level of commitment, some level of health to start competing at the level he did for a second time, doesn't it, Patsy?
Well, absolutely, and just going back to the first time, you know, I mean, he was like a lot of Donegal people in the 1940s. He was born, just interestingly, he was born in 1924, so, I mean, Hugh Gallagher, you know, nearly dates the state. You know, he's nearly in that area of a person, and you know, the fact that he went off in the 40s, his story is a brilliant, brilliant story of against adversity, you know, out of Donegal, getting out there and working, and then at a later time, you know, went to London with his wife Rosemary for a year or two, and then came back and stayed the for the rest of his life in back in Creevy and reared a family, a big family, an excellent family. So, yes, he went in the 40s. He went in the 40s to Yorkshire, actually, and, you know, like a lot of people that time working at the potatoes and, you know, with his brothers and that and preparing land and working hard from morning to night. And but then at that time, he was into cycling. There was a cycling race. Just it so happened that there was a cycling race in Yorkshire on that particular weekend or something, and he was invited to participate, and he won it. And then he got a bit involved. He was associated with cycling in those early days. And then in more recent times, particularly, you know, he was an outstanding master athlete. Master athletics is for those over 40, basically, and there's five-year categories. And he traveled the world. And, you know, if I was, I've had a minute or two, I'll just give you some of the highlights of some of his achievements during his period as a master athlete competing with an Irish best. And he was a world master silver medalist in Melbourne. He went to Verona in Europe in 88, European champion, a high jump champion in the British Masters. He held the British Championship record, indeed, over 40 at one point in time. He went to Russia. He was the over 50 champion there. So he traveled the world. I mean, I remember on one occasion being in Durban in South Africa with the team, and he was there with a Masters team competing in the World Masters. And I always used to reflect his determination to be and to get places and to do things and his positive outlook, you know. Even in his 90s, he had that great positive outlook and competitive instinct in him. And, you know, we want to see the like of him again.
Unbelievable. Patsy, thank you so much for taking the call. I appreciate it. Also joined by Miles Gallagher, of course, of Highland Radio Sport and much more besides, of course, Miles. You'd have had the pleasure of knowing Hugh, interviewing Hugh, covering his achievements. What a remarkable man, and good morning to you, Miles.
Good morning, Greg. Yeah, a remarkable man, and as Patsy said there, we'll probably never see the like of him again. And he mentioned there maybe at the end a positive outlook of any man that you ever met had a positive outlook. Hughie Gallagher was certainly that man, because nothing was a problem to him, and his ability to help others as well was vital. You know, he was delighted to see young people competing in sport, and he was encouraging them at all times. And I suppose he led from the front. As Patsy said, he travelled the world. There is no doubt about that. Fiercely determined, his method of when he was cycling, as Patsy mentioned there, was he made every pole a winning pole. So as if there was somebody coming after him, and he saw a pole, right, I'm going to be there first before that guy. Mm-hmm. So that was his attitude towards winning, and he continued that right up till, you know, last year. He was winning national titles last year, 2016, and in relation to winning, one would have to go over to the house in Creevy to see the room that's there with the medals.
Tell us about it, Miles. Is it
well? Not
packed?
Not only that he has won, yeah, but his family. He had a big family, and unfortunately, son Michael died around about age 16 in the early 70s. And I would suggest, but without checking up the records, that every member of the Gallagher family has won a national title at some sport or other. They were big, big, big into the community games, and they were into boxing, judo, athletics, you name it, they were involved in it. And indeed, Daniel, the son, played soccer in the Donegal League for Glenrae. I had the privilege of actually playing with him in the middle of the field for Glenrae. So you would need to go over to that house just to see the amount of medals that have been won by the family.
Astonishing. And it's nice that Hugh was honoured the Donegal County Council Civic Reception in 2015, which is a very high honour. Donegal Person of the Year. Athletics Ireland officials made a presentation to Hugh for winning medals or medalling over the age of 90. So he was receiving accolades in competition and outside of competition. Much celebrated.
Much celebrated. And he was a hero at those athletic events, not only in Ireland, but abroad as well, because he was unique in the world of athletics. For a man over 90, winning world titles. And he was a hero because he's been involved for 30, 40 years in the Masters category. So he was well known. And if he was going somewhere, well, until recently, he drove himself. If it was in Ireland, anywhere in Ireland, he drove himself. And indeed, speaking of driving, he got an award from Ford for being such a honoured member and a long life member with Ford. And one of the cars, I don't know, 300,000 or whatever number of miles he did. So he looked after himself from the point of view of getting to wherever he had to go. As Pastor said, Durban, Melbourne, anywhere at all, it wasn't a problem. I'm going, and here away he went. Now, another thing that maybe people mightn't have known is that he was involved with the Pioneer Total Absence Association, a non-smoker, and he organised Pioneer Athletic Championships in Donegal for 25 years, which gave an outlet for people that weren't involved in drinking to show how good they could compete in athletics. So that's something that he did for 25 years, and he stepped back then at that stage. So the other thing there, recently he was unwell last year. He was pretending to me, and he said that he was going to be brought in and have an operation. And he said, well, doctor, I've got to go to compete in the Irish Championships, and they're on next week type of thing. And the doctor said, well, look, maybe we'll allow you to go to compete in those. So that was a determination. That was probably more important than his own health at that particular time.
Okay, what an amazing tribute, Miles, to an amazing man. Thank you so much. We'll hear, I'm sure, from you over the weekend. Thanks, Miles.
Thank you very much indeed, Greg.
Okay, take care. Miles Gallagher there, and of course, Patsy McGonagall, who also was full of praise for the late Hugh Gallagher, who passed away yesterday. Our sympathies with his family and friends, and a fitting tribute there from two great men of sport as well.